Welcome back, everybody, to Amuse Goose. How you been, Kim? How's it going?
I have been well, but also we've had some not so fun stuff happen in my household. So if, as you're listening to this, we actually have not recorded in a while. So we aim to batch record, and it's been a little bit. So we haven't spoken in a few weeks. So lots has happened.
On the podcast, we haven't spoken.
Right, right.
But we've spoken.
Yeah, we speak daily, but...
She fixed it.
Podcast stuff, we haven't recorded in a while, so lots of stuff has gone on. Mm-hmm. You just had an exciting week, so can you tell everybody what just happened? Yeah.
Oh, we went down to Florida. Initially, we were going to go down and just spend time with her mom and catch up with friends and stuff, but unfortunately, her uncle had passed away. So as weird as it is to say, it kind of worked out that we were down there because we were able to attend his funeral. It was very unofficial. We just went to a park and met at her other uncle's place, and everyone got together. It was really nice. It was really nice seeing everyone and being able to be there as they remembered him. But so that took up 2 days of the vacation. We flew down on this past Monday, the 8th. And then right after that, we had to drive up to Jacksonville, which is about a 6-hour drive from where Ellie's mom lives. So that was a long day.
That's a long one.
Yeah. So then, but we were there, and that's when they did like the little service, kind of memorial thing, whatever you want to call it. And we all hung out for a bit, did that. And then we went out for dinner, spent the night there. Woke up, had like a quick breakfast, and then we were on the road. We ended up going to St. Augustine. I don't know if you know anything
I've
about
never
St.
been,
Augustine.
But I've heard of, just I've never been.
It's pretty cool. Like I've mentioned before, I'm not like huge into history and stuff, but it was really neat seeing like the fort like still intact. And the town that's around it is really cool. Like it's feels like you're in like a pirate town. Like,
oh, that's
straight
Ellie,
out of like
Ellie was. Did you have to do the pirate voice a lot?
No.
Really? Oh,
didn't have to. Okay. I think she's kind of given up on that. But it's really neat. And we didn't even get to like really check it out because we didn't have time. It was like while we're on our way home, let's stop in St. Augustine.
Stop and then, over. Yeah.
And then go home because it was already going to be a long day of driving to begin with. So we did that. We went for, I think we had like our lunch there, like a late lunch there. And to check out that whole little town. If you're ever in that area, I would say go there and check it out. It was very cool. And there's a lot more that we didn't even make it to. Yeah, we did that. And then what else did we go? We got to see our buddy Mike from Nowhere to Go. If you're looking for another podcast, it's Nowhere to Go, and then the O is a zero. They're on YouTube right now. I've been bugging them to see if they're going to get on Spotify and stuff, but you can go check those guys out. So Mike, he lives in Florida. He's actually like 20 minutes from Ellie's mom, which is just...
That's so funny.
By chance, like I've known him for, we figured it out, it's about 19 years I've known him.
Yeah, you knew him before, well, like way before Ellie.
Yeah. Yeah, even before my ex and I knew each other, and I had my daughter and my kids, like, so I've known him before I've even had my two kids, which is a long time. So got to see him. I saw him on Friday. We saw some of her work friends, our friend Chris. Hi, Chris. And Sadie.
Hi, Sadie.
And then who else do we have? Some of Ellie's work friends. Darla was there. You've never met Darla, but she's really sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Mike, obviously, we dragged him out of his house, and I said, all right, you and me, bud, we're going to hang out for the day. So we had rented a car. Ellie went with her mom. They went out, and they did some shopping, and Mike and I, we went out for lunch. We got some Mexican food, and then after that, we went to a Hershey's, like, ice cream store,
Ooh. Oh, like, that's right. That is right up your alley.
Yeah. I was already full from the Mexico. I'm going to do it anyways, whatever. I did regret it later. I felt like ass, but.
Well.
Yeah, it was worth it, right?
Yeah.
Good food. Good dessert. So, yeah, we did that. And then we went back to Ellie's mom's, hung out for a bit. Then we went for another drive. It was about an hour to Fort Myers, which is where Ellie used to live, like, kind of. So then we ended up going out for dinner with some of her work friends and all that stuff.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was
especially,
nice. It was a good trip
for her. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really, really fast. Like, incredibly fast. But yeah, we had a little bit of downtime. We ended up watching that new Fallout show. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, do you have Prime? You have Prime, obviously.
I do have Prime. Yeah.
It's on Prime. Just watch it. Like,
okay.
It's one of the best shows you've seen this year.
Okay.
Guaranteed. Without a doubt.
Okay. Okay.
I've never really played the games. I tried to get into Fallout 76 back when it launched.
Yep.
And it wasn't what it is now. Apparently it was really broken. It didn't pull me in, and I didn't like how the game handled, and I don't know. There's a lot of things about it that didn't really suck me in. So I don't know a lot about Fallout.
I don't think I've finished any of them, which is no surprise because I just don't finish games.
Start a game and then not finish it.
I do love like the open world, the like build your skills, collect things, you know, collect your gear. Mm-hmm. Like I love that sort of survival style. So
yeah, it is very time consuming. It's a very big
game.
Yeah,
it is.
There's a lot.
That's probably why I don't finish those games, because something else comes out.
Like, it's going to take forever to do, right? So,
yeah.
But yeah, the show is awesome. So we watched the first episode down there. We actually watched it with Mike. He was with us when we watched the first one, because we were trying to kill some time before we went out for dinner.
Yeah.
And then last night, Ellie and I think we watched like four episodes, and they're like an hour long. So we just sat on the couch and it was after our wind down.
Because you had just gotten home.
Yeah. So we got home yesterday afternoon and we were up till like midnight watching this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even get home until 6, something like that. Yeah, about 6 o'clock, that checks out.
Yeah, okay, so that's, that was a long...
Yeah, each episode you're like, well, I want to know more. What happens next?
What happens now?
So check it out. This is not sponsored.
Cool.
It'd be cool if it was, but it's not. Just go watch a good show.
So listeners, if you have watched, please, can you like leave your thoughts? Because now I'm going to watch it. Because I just finished that one with Ricky Gervais.
I don't know.
Afterlife. I finished Afterlife, and I finished. There's a new prison documentary, which is a fun thing that I like to watch, called Unlocked, something. It's brand new on Netflix. Anyway, I finished the whole thing, the whole series. So right now I'm in between shows, so I can pick that up. So I shall.
There you go. Approved. Mm-hmm. I approve you watching this show. Since you've cleared the other two off your list, you're now allowed to watch a new show.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
Perfect.
What have you been up to? You had some hockey and stuff, and then you said you had stuff going on. I want to know more.
Yeah. So you went to a funeral. I went to three funerals in the last 2 months. We had three in the family. So
that's a lot.
It was a lot. So things come in threes, right? Like the bad luck and stuff comes in threes. So we're done. We're good for 2024. No one else is allowed to die. That'd be great. Thank you so much. I had a hockey tournament, in Prince Edward Island, which is not far, you know, not far for me. It's a really beautiful, beautiful part of Canada. If you've never been, there's red sand.
I've only been a couple times, even.
It's gorgeous.
Right,
it's just so beautiful. It's not gorgeous right now because there's nothing happening, because it's really a summertime. It's an island, right? So it's a summertime place. There's a lot going on in the summer. But right now, they host this huge hockey tournament, men and women's divisions. There's like, I think there was 138 teams this year. Was the biggest year in the 11 year. It's my like fourth or fifth year playing in it. And It's the 11th year, 138 teams, which was wild. But it's a lot of fun. We scored one goal the entire tournament. So we're really freaking good.
One?
Yeah, we scored one goal.
How many games?
Three, yeah.
33% accuracy.
Yeah. Well, we performed better than we did last year. And the first year I played, we didn't score. The first 2 years, we didn't score any goals. The first 2 years.
Are you guys playing or are you just showing up?
We're on the ice.
You're saving the beers for after, though, right? Yeah, there it is.
Well, there were some before.
Yeah.
There was some before. They provide, they give you drinks. So sometimes, especially that second game on Saturday night, I was there, I'm sure. I don't quite remember what happened, but I was there. I got that bruise. I showed Nate earlier a giant bruise on my leg that I just stood in front of the puck, and I have a big bruise on my leg. I didn't feel it, I don't think.
Did you feel it
later? Sorry, Mom. It kind of hurts now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty much all I've been doing was hockey stuff and funeral stuff. So not overly fun.
Not
stuff.
A lot, but yeah.
No.
I'm sorry you had so much loss in the last month and a bit.
Well, do you know what? So one really nice silver lining, I guess. So my husband's grandfather passed away. Wonderful, wonderful man. We named our second child after him. Really important man in our lives. He, the last year or so, had very late stage dementia. So he was, he has been gone for a while. You know what I mean? He wasn't there anymore. His body was. And, so we kind of make you kind of make peace with that sort of thing over time. But so he passed away on Easter Monday. He was a very, very Catholic man. And so Easter Monday, he got with his lunch, he got to have chocolate cake, which was his favorite. So he had his lunch and he had chocolate cake. Then his wife, my husband's Nan, she was there and she was taking down some of his Easter decorations, and he just adored her, just absolutely. And he watched her take, climb up the little ladder. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman, aged like a fine wine, this lady. And watched her take down the decorations, watched her climb up and down the ladder and take down the decorations. And then he gave her a little goose on the bum. and he couldn't remember her name, but he always said oh, there's my girl. That's my girl. And so we gave her a little goose, and he got in his chair. He has his big lazy boy chair, got in his chair, and she got his blanket all on him, and he went for a nap and he just never woke up. And I think that's the most beautiful way to go. You know what I mean? I couldn't ask for anything better for somebody that I love,
Yeah, no kidding.
Or, for me, right? I would love to go that way, right? Just that napping was his favorite thing. Chocolate cake was his favorite thing. Nanny's ass, his favorite thing. So he got,
It went trifecta. Out well. Yeah.
So you kind of have to look at it he was well into his, I think he was 86, 88. Mm-hmm. Great life. Great man. I think he was just ready. And no suffering. So how nice, right? How beautiful. If you had to choose, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, not to depress anyone, but I just think that's the silver lining. Cause it's so nice, especially butt pinches,
There you go. Grab a butt before you die.
Grab a butt before you die.
That's right.
You heard it here, folks. All right. So what, anything else has been, I can't.
Well, we had a bunch of episodes. So obviously the viewers, if you don't know, we recorded, Kim mentioned a little bit, we kind of do batch recordings. We recorded basically all of our episodes to get you up until this last episode, or not this one, but the one before this one. And they were all done in a couple sit downs together, something like that, maybe. So we want to try to
before we actually launched the first, before we launched, they were all done.
Yeah, I wanted to have everything like done. Is kind of like a trial, just kind of threw everything together. Obviously, we've learned a lot already. We have video now. If you are listening on one of the podcast apps, you can check us out on YouTube. So if you want to see what our faces look like and see a little bit more expression, you can do that. We're trying to work out the kinks there too, just because Kim doesn't have the best setup, and I don't know what the heck happened to my camera. So, anyways, it's not the clearest. It's not the most professional. Okay, you're here for the voices, but it's good enough. You can see us, and it's better than just having a static image with some little audio wave thingies, whatever they're called. I don't know.
Which was very cute. Which was very cute, and it worked out. Worked out well. So,
yeah.
So, anyways, so now we've got video, which is fantastic.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. And I was, funny story, I entered a contest with Streamlabs. Hi, Streamlabs. And there's like, I guess it was a copy paste of the message that went out. Mm-hmm. So I was the runner up. Yep. So I was the runner up for this contest. Like, if you don't know, I use Streamlabs. I like Logitech. I've been using them for a while now. And anyways, I got really excited because at the bottom of the message was like, hey, pick your headsets and your mic colors. I'm like, but you said it was a runner up. So I thought I missed something. So I'm like, just in case, I'm like pretty sure that this is a typo. But this, just in case, I said, I asked him, I'm like, you know, what color headset or mic or, you know, whatever. And I was super excited because we were going to be able to maybe get her an upgrade for her mic, even though her mic's good. It's a Yeti. It's actually Logitech, which is same company. I have the, I don't even know what they're calling this now. It used to be like the Blue Sona, but now I think it's just like the Logi Sona or something. I don't know what they call it now. They changed names a couple times, but both Logitech, ultimately Logitech products. So I had Kim all worked up and she was all excited. She was going to get a new microphone and a new headset. Yeah.
Oh, and a wireless, like this is wrapped all around my body right now. But yeah, it was going to be wireless. Oh, I was so excited. And then
runner up. Down. I got the runner up prize. So,
which is probably awesome too, honestly.
It's still pretty good. Yeah. Cause I won a Logitech, I think it's GX microphone. It's like a little pod microphone. So I'm probably going to give that to Ellie. So she can use, cause it's got like the RGB lighting on it. Obviously this one is better. What was the other thing? Mic arm, which I'm going to see if it will work with the setup. If not, I might set it up and actually use the arm for like lighting or something else.
Oh, not that's just a great
microphone.
Idea.
I got a 1 year free subscription to Streamlabs Ultra, which I've been paying for anyways. So that itself is pretty huge. That's why we actually use for some of the editing we do for the podcast. So to actually get rid of long pauses, you can increase or decrease the length of the pause. So I basically plop it in there and it will give us a transcript. I can remove pauses. It's supposed to remove like the ums and uhs, and which you hear a lot. We're both really bad at it. We're working on it.
Yeah.
There it is. So it's supposed to listen for those, but it's not really picking up on them yet. So it's kind of hit or miss for that. But anyway, so that was some of the other news. I won a couple contests. So I won one contest. I actually won a mouse, the keyboard. Like I won a whole wireless setup
and this
headset here. And this thing is like super light. Like, incredibly light. Won that. Won this. I won my
computer. You win all those computer. On Twitter, right?
A lot of them are through Twitter. I won my computer. So that was through SickKids. So if you don't know about SickKids, they're a hospital and a charity based in Toronto. And they actually use these funds to take care of kids that, you know, are going through maybe it was treatment or, you know, need help. Medically with something and the research that's involved in trying to basically heal them or completely remove the disease to begin with. So I've been working with them since 2023 and they had different fundraising goals and I surpassed the goal of, I think it was $2,000. And if you if you raise more than $2,000 within the year of like 2023, if you raise more than $2,000, then you are entered in to win a new gaming computer. And this thing just blew me away. So I won this brand new computer. So I can do everything on it now, which is great. And that's the whole idea behind it is, because they also have their lotteries. It's kind of like that. Like, we're raising money for the charity, so they kind of do a kickback. So, hey, if we give these guys more tools to raise more funds, whether it's to increase their productivity or get them into other types of content, then that'll in turn kind of help them as well if you continue to work with them and try to raise more money.
Oh, absolutely. So. And you've done... you've done at least two or three.
Yeah, so we did.
I want to say
two
bigger fundraiser, bigger fundraisers.
So last year I did four different events. Two of them were with what used to be called the Sunshine Foundation or Sunshine Canada, and that works with children with disabilities. And basically what they do is they use those funds to help kids. An example is like the kids are really into the outdoors, but they can't afford to get like a more rugged wheelchair. So they like, they want to get onto trails and stuff. So they use the funds to maybe give them an upgrade. So now they can do some, you know, rail trails or some heavier duty trails.
Off-roading.
Yeah. A little bit more, not crazy, like stunt stuff, but enough to get them outside and out off of like, you know, sidewalks and pathways and stuff like that.
Which is so important for a kid to just be able to be a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think sick kids and, you know, that like they are so good about not only, you know, money is a huge part of why they can do what they can do. But I feel like the people that you work with, like the folks who arrange and organize these fundraisers and stuff like that, it seems to me as outside looking in that they truly they want kids to be able to be kids. And a lot of times when children are sick, that treatment and stuff has to come first and they don't get to play and they don't get to have the fun that they normally might be able to have. And so by allowing, allowing sick kids to give them experiences or have better treatment options, maybe faster treatment options, they get to get back to being a kid faster.
Yep. That's a big part of it, yeah. And I'll just say his name is Jordan. He works. He's our contact. He's the guy we work with most of the time. And he was great. He reached out to me last year and said, "Hey Nate, you know, I saw that you were doing fundraisers. I was wondering if you might want to work with us, work with sick kids." I'm like, "All right, tell me more." And I always heard about sick kids. I just didn't know a lot about them. I think Ryan Reynolds works with them a lot.
Yes.
And we all love Ryan Reynolds. He's great.
We all love.
Along with Ryan a bunch Reynolds. Of other celebrities. But I think that's where I initially kind of heard more about Sick Kids was through him doing a commercial or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I knew a little bit about it. And then I started working with Jordan and those guys there. And it just sucked me in. And like I've been doing content creation for a little while now. So now having a focus where I can actually like, hey, I'm not just playing video games, but hey, let's play video games, try to kind of rally everyone together and see if we can raise some funds. So last year, through Sick Kids, we raised over $7,500 Canadian, which is a lot of money.
Crazy.
I am no big time, you know, content creator at all. And the fact that we were able to do that, we obviously had some very big contributors. I don't want to drop names, but you know who you are. And thank you guys so very much for helping us get there. And this year, I actually want to try to get to 10,000 Canadian raised for the year.
I think
we could do it. So if you are into donating to charities or anything like that, consider Sick Kids. You could check out my campaign. It's on Tiltify, which is a fundraising website. It basically makes it easy for people like myself to raise money. And basically, we create a campaign. You can see the progress. If you want to, you know, remain anonymous, you can do that too. But you can look it up at tiltify.com/ I think it's the @ symbol Nate Sheriff. And that is that will go towards my campaign that's already set up for me. Maybe Amuse Goose will set something up later on. But for at least right now, that one's already set up. It's already ready to go. It goes to the kids. It doesn't matter anyways. It's just easy that I have it because I do live streaming more than I do the podcast. So it just makes sense. That way I can see things easier and it doesn't confuse people.
And maybe what we can do, what we can do sort of closer to larger fundraisers or different events that you run throughout the year, we can plug those on the Amuse Goose socials.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be bringing it up regardless. I don't care. Yeah. Shameless plugs. They're going to be happening a lot right now. Tiltify.com/@NateSheriff. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this right now, pause. Go help out sick kids. Okay. I'm seriously, like, even if it was a dollar, 50 cents, doesn't matter. Every little tiny donation goes into one big pot and it's every little bit helps. And I would love to see us be able to do more for sick kids. I'm actually working or talking with them on doing stuff more in person as well. So hopefully I'll be able to, they'll have something where I can make it out to the city. I can't get out there all the time and do it. Obviously it's a bit of a drive for me, but hopefully if they have a couple events, I'm going to be able to maybe take a day off of work if they have like a day event or something. But you listen to kids,
if they have any big, if they have big fundraisers and stuff like that, I would love to.
That's what I want to do.
To fly out and hang out. That'd be so fun.
I'd serve food. I don't care. You know, I would help. However, pick garbage. It doesn't matter. Just to be another hands on deck to help out an event. That'd be pretty cool. So that's
because if anybody doesn't deserve to be sick and in the hospital and have not fun stuff happen to them, it's innocent children.
So we want to do what we can. So if that is something that you do normally, tiltify.com/@NateSheriff, and you can...
I feel like, do you know what just came into my mind? Like, you know, thoughts just. Is remember those kids help phone telethons?
Oh,
remember like telethons? Like you watch on TV, they have, like, and all these celebrities will be answering the phones and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just,
call now.
I was like, call now.
Call now.
What was it? 1-800. No, okay. This is not a telephone number. 1-800-546-7777. Do you know whose number that is?
Greco.
1-800-546-7777.
Bad Boy? No.
No. I'm Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Like, yeah. You loved Fox growing up, though. Like, he was a Fox guy.
That was Jerry Springer. I'm Jerry Springer. And he was like, I'm not just any SOB. I'm your SOB.
He's probably dead now. You think?
I don't know. I'm looking him up right now.
Old, he was old then.
He was. Jim the Hammer Shapiro came right up. Okay.
Jim the
Hammer Shapiro. Wikipedia. He was an attorney at law. Career. I think he's still alive. Yeah, there's no death date, so let's the meanest, nastiest SOB in town. He claimed to have aggressive courtroom prowess. Anyway.
is he dead?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think so. It doesn't say here. Good job, Jim, for not being dead.
You made it. You made it, Jim.
You made it. Anyway. What else?
From
what else
sick
has
kids,
been going on?
Sick charity kids. Fundraising to Jim the Hammer Shapiro. Just
we
being happy
we talk
he's
about
alive.
It all here, folks.
Yeah.
We talk about it all.
We do. We're pretty much out of time, though. We're like already there. Like, time flies when you're catching
time
up.
Time flies when you're having fun catching up. So, do you know what? We'll end things here and we'll come back. And how about in the next episode, Nate? How about we'll answer some comments?
Okay.
From our social media, from our listeners.
I answered some already. So if you did write in,
you did.
I wrote back.
Yeah.
You know who didn't write back? Wait, I gotta point this way because you're over here now.
I didn't. But I did like, because do you know what? I made note of it because I wanted to audibly acknowledge you all.
She can't spell.
On the podcast. I also can't. Good. I can't. I'm illiterate. Sorry.
All right. We will do that. We'll do that. That sounds great. I like that idea.
Okay.
I'm glad I came all up right. with it.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, that's it all for us, right. folks.
Yeah, until next time. Do you know what you should not do?
What's that?
Don't feed the geese, Nate.
Bye, guys.
Bye.